Dr. Stein, given the way our political system works, effectively you could help Donald Trump like Ralph Nader helped George Bush in 2000. How can you sleep at night?
I will have trouble sleeping at night if Donald Trump is elected. I will also have trouble sleeping at night if Hillary Clinton is elected. And as despicable as Donald Trump's words are, I find Hillary Clinton's actions and track record is very troubling. So Donald Trump, you know, is bashes immigrants and is a xenophobic and racist loudmouth. But Hillary Clinton, you know, has been promoting these wars that have killed a million black and brown people in Iraq, for example. The Democratic Party has become the party of deportation and detentions and night raids with, you know, millions of people deported under Barack Obama. Some of them include the refugees from Honduras, where Hillary Clinton gave the thumbs up to a coup from which thousands of people have been fleeing, who have not been welcomed into this country. And Hillary, in fact, has supported many of the White House policies of deportation and detentions. On, you know, the issue of nuclear war, I am very concerned about trouble breaking out in Syria in this air war that Hillary is threatening to have. So, you know, as disturbing as Donald Trump's talk is, I find Hillary Clinton's track record is actually very much of concern too. This politics of fear that tells you you've got to vote against the person you most dislike or the person you are most afraid of, that politics of fear has a track record, because a lot of people have been, you know, that's been like the prevailing mythology. You got to vote your fears, not your values. And what has that delivered? You know, all the reasons you're told to vote for the lesser evil, because you didn't want the expanding wars, you didn't want the meltdown of the climate or the Wall Street bailouts or the deportation of immigrants. That's exactly what we've gotten by allowing ourselves to be silenced. So in my view, we need to reject the lesser evil and fight for the greater good, like our lives depend on it, because in fact they do. It's important to be clear that more of a failed policy is not going to work. You cannot bomb terrorism out of existence. You have to starve it. You have to deprive it of weapons, and you have to deprive it of funding. So unfortunately, our allies, and arguably the CIA itself, have played a role in providing arms, training, and funding. So we need to freeze the bank accounts. Hillary Clinton herself, as Secretary of State, identified the Saudis as still the major funder of terrorist enterprises around the world. So it's time to get clear with our allies that they need to help us fight terrorism, and that means to stop the funding, the training, and the armaments. Most of the arms supplied to the Middle East are actually coming from the U.S. and our allies. We just sold $100 billion worth of arms to the Saudis, who can then distribute them wherever they like. So we can shut down this war, right, because it's our weapons that have enabled it to be fought. So-